I would be rather remiss if I did not touch on briefly the aspects of sightings by well-trained and qualified law enforcement personnel and commercial airline pilots. There have been many reports throughout the years of these individuals reporting not only UFO sightings, but a few times alien beings associated with UFOs. One of the most famous cases is Lonnie Zamora, a New Mexico state trooper, who, while out patrolling one day in April 1964, began chasing a speeding car out in the desert. He ended the chase when he heard a loud, roar-like explosion and saw multiple colored flames rising up in the sky. Believing that a remote dynamite shack had exploded, he raced to the scene. Instead of finding an exploded dynamite shack, he saw a metallic-shaped object resting on the desert floor. From a distance, he thought it might have been an overturned car. But as he got closer, he noticed that the object was sitting upright and resting on metallic-looking legs. He did not have an interest in UFOs, but there was no doubt that he was now an eyewitness to one. But the craft itself was not the only thing Lonnie witnessed that late afternoon. Standing near the craft were two ET-type beings wearing something like white overalls and looking to Lonnie as if they were small children. The beings noticed him, appeared to be scared, and quickly entered the craft. With a roar and flames, the craft lifted off and flew away into a southwest direction. Now, this report would have probably not become as famous as it has if not for two things. Lonnie was in contact with his station and radioing back reports the entire time, and there was physical evidence that the craft had landed and taken off. This physical evidence consisted of an extreme high heat source fusing the desert sand together, and the telltale landing gear marks on the sand floor at the exact same spot of the fused and melting sand.